From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Sarah Shariari. St. Louis County has lifted the state of emergency that was imposed in Ferguson and the surrounding area after shootings during protests to mark the anniversary of Michael Brown's death. County Executive Steve Stenger's announcement Friday followed the third straight night of calm in the St. Louis suburb. Stenger said in a statement that police will remain vigilant. Stenger issued a state of emergency Monday, putting St. Louis County Police Chief John Belmer in charge of security. After gunfire and violence erupted during demonstrations related to the anniversary of the 18-year-old Brown's death. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers has declared an end to flooding problems in the lower Missouri River and is shifting attention to what repairs will be needed. Commander of the Corps' Kansas City District, Colonel Andrew Sexton, was visiting damaged areas today after announcing Thursday that the flooding had ceased on a span of the river that stretches from Rulo, Nebraska, to the confluence of the Missouri and Mississippi rivers in the St. Louis area. Operators of levees and other flood control structures have until September 11th to submit repair requests. The Columbia Public Library remains closed today. According to a statement on the library's website, an exterminator is applying a third treatment of different chemicals to eradicate fleas. The exterminator and staff will evaluate the situation on Saturday morning to determine if the library can reopen. This morning, the University of Missouri-Columbia sent out an email to all graduate students to let them know subsidies for health insurance will no longer be available. Rebecca Smith from KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk reports the decision comes after a ruling by the IRS that took effect July 1st. It states businesses, including universities, cannot provide subsidies for employee health insurance from individual market plans, or they will incur a $100 per day per employee fine. This leaves more than 3,000 MU graduate students in a lurch, as school starts in a little over a week, and many students are unaware of what other options they have for health insurance coverage. As an alternative to subsidies, the university will be providing one-time fellowships for students as a way to defray health insurance costs. I'm Sarah Shariari, KBIA News, Columbia.